Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Toonami Therapy. Although, we're not covering anything on Toonami this week, so I guess it's just regular old therapy. So, it's November 20th, and depending on the length and the amount of money that we'll have to pay for this therapy session, because it's regular old therapy, will probably depend on it, on the length of it, because I think it switches at 30, 45, and 60 minutes. And then if you go more than that, it counts as extended services, and things get and then it gets really confusing. All right, that all that aside, I guess we'll just jump right in to it. We'll be beginning with since there's nothing on Toonami, we're doubling up our shows. We'll be with Ice Shield 21. We've got episodes 107 and 108.
Okay, so the first episode is a big, long flashback, and unlike most flashbacks, no one died after the flashback, so
yeah,
it was backstory for Kurita, and how he came to be a member of the Daemon High School. Mm-hmm. And it was actually pretty entertaining, even though I'm not a big flashback person, but I found it to be pretty entertaining. And then the second episode had everyone on a cruise where Senna turned into a detective who had to figure out who stole their food. And after a lot of hand-wringing and red herrings, eventually it turns out that the Oho White Knights were the ones who stole their food and bothered them, and that's who it was.
Well, specifically it was, oh, I can't remember, the member of the White Knights who's kind of stupid, that guy.
Yeah.
Like the one who, when they were doing the sumo wrestling, went into there and he forgot to wear anything, so he got disqualified.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it is kind of funny, because there's been so many times we've had, like, lengthy flashbacks in shows we've been watching, especially Attack on Titan, where it was just kind of, like, boring. And you're just like, wow, this was a lengthy flashback, and I actually really liked it. The first episode this week was outside of maybe that one where they were at like the school festival and wackiness ensued, that was probably my favorite episode that I've seen so far, maybe because I think it's the first one that was fully not filler. The second episode I think was, but it was just a funny comic relief episode, so I'm okay with that. I just thought the funniest part was when Monta gets captured and they're trying to figure it out, but it turns out the guys mistook him for a monkey and put him with the monkeys.
Right.
That's a joke that's used a lot, but it was still funny here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I liked the flashback. I liked how it gave information about the characters. I liked how it really set up Agon is. I mean, he already kind of set him up, but like before this, he's just kind of been a jerk, but this kind of makes, you know, disliking him more personal because he, you know, did that like specifically to characters we really liked in the backstory. Him like basically forcing Kurita out because, well, not any real reason. He just was being a jerk about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that worked out for me. Like the first episode, I was like, wow, this is really great. This will probably make the show number one for me this week.
Yeah.
Well, will it? Well, we'll find out. We'll move on to Yoimushi Petal episodes 13 and 14.
Yeah, do you want to do this one?
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can remember the stuff right. All right, so the two episodes are about them doing the training thing where they have to go 1,000 kilometers in 4 or 5 days. I can't remember which one. So a bunch of that was really just, so the first episode from what I remember was some of that, and there were some things. And then it seemed like the second half of it was mostly devoted to like focusing on other teams and stuff, which didn't really work as well for me.
Nope, not for me either.
Outside the team with the guy with the really weird guy with the weird eyes who's like super full of himself, that was actually a little interesting. But the others, I couldn't say a single thing about them other than one of the teams has several guys who look kind of like girls, like with their hairstyle and stuff. That is the most I can remember about the other teams. One of them has like two members who have like a feminine hairstyle. Okay, so then the one after that is still more of them doing the sort of racing things, but then there's a part where Onoda meets that other guy, and there's the stuff with the water bottle, and where they kind of race over that, but then the other guy beats him, but that's because Onoda was under those big handicaps of, like, the slow wheels and stuff. It's a weird one in that I outside of, like, that kind of dull portion where it just focused on all those other teams, I remember enjoying these, except I have trouble remembering what actually happened.
Yeah, same thing here.
It's not like I didn't dislike them, it's just it all kind of blurred together. Although, one thing I should mention, and I don't know if you know this, but otherwise, because when they're talking about, like, how, you know, like, they're talking about, like, the summer and the Hi, I don't know if you know this, but in Japan, the school year actually starts in April.
Oh yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it starts in April. It's in April and then goes around until like March. They actually do have a summer vacation like ours, but it's much shorter. I think it's like a month and a half or a month, something like that. So in case you were wondering about that, that's how, you know, they would have that during the summer and then still have this during the school year, because the summer vacation occurs during the school year instead of between the school years.
I get it. Yeah.
All right. So after that, we got Haikyuu episodes 13 and 14. So the first episode was okay. It just kind of was, it still kind of had that problem I've had with some of the things of it just feeling kind of like a montage and stuff, but the plot wasn't great, but I liked the kind of character interactions. The second episode, on the other hand, basically had absolutely nothing happen. Like, you could have skipped through that whole episode, and it didn't even, it was, it's not even that it was like, I've kind of come to realize about Haikyuu, at least up until this point, is that it's kind of soft on plot, so your enjoyment of it is going to really heavily depend on how much you like the characters and some of the goofy interactions they have. Yeah. But, like, this episode doesn't even have that. It's just them preparing for things, and I was multiple times doing something I don't think I've done before, which is I was checking, okay, how much time is left in this episode? Well, I'm only half done.
Yeah, I was checking it too. So yeah, it was just not that entertaining. And unfortunately, even though some of the characters are interesting, it's just, I'm losing interest in it, you know?
Yeah. We might be dropping it, although I think it gets better in a few episodes, but then again, when I first saw this, I remember enjoying this more. I'm stammering. Let me collect my thoughts for a moment. Okay, moment over. When I watched this a while ago, I remembered enjoying it a lot more than I'm enjoying it now. So I don't know if maybe this is something that's just better if you sort of marathon through it or what. But just kind of, I mean, it's just taking them so long to actually get to like the tournament and stuff. So, all right. So that was Q. I mean, yeah, I just kind of, just, that second episode was just so completely, it felt pointless. All right. So then we're gone to World Trigger episodes 4 and 5. So basically after previous episode when Arashiyama's squad comes, the guy with the half open eyes is Tokieta, the girl's Kitora, and the other one's Arashiyama. Might as well just throw out those names, that although you probably forget them.
Yeah.
So then there's kind of like a mini debate about what will happen to Osamu, because he, you know, used the trigger when he wasn't supposed to, but then it just kind of gets decided, well, the higher ups will decide it. So, pass the buck. That's the best thing to do in situations like this. It reminds me of how when I worked as a cashier, I would so often, like, a customer has a complaint or something, pass the buck, call over my supervisor and let them deal with it. That was my strategy for all these things. Anyone doesn't like something, well, get a supervisor and let them handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then there's kind of, but then there's like, later on, there's another, when Osamu happens to be with Kitora and Yuma, another big monster appears. It starts dropping bombs, so she goes to try to fight it and actually does defeat it, but then it starts crashing towards the city, so Yuma kind of pulls it down to defeat it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Then they end up, you know, actually meeting up with all the head people in Border. And let's see. And then there's it. By the way, I want to mention something here. This was something I really noticed. And that scene with them is really padded out. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it was.
Especially the part where they're asking, like, Osamu, what if you would do this? If this happened again, what would you do? And then they're like, focuses on every single person in like the room one by one, slowly fading into it. Then Osamu starts giving an answer, pauses, and the pause was so long, I thought that the screen had frozen. It was like that thing in Evangelion, where it's just a, like, 1 minute static shot of, in, like, the one where Shinji's trying to decide whether to kill, what's his name, Kawaru?
Yeah.
That thing. But anyway, so they end up, Jin, who, ends up kind of I'm so scatterbrained in describing all this stuff. He basically tells, he kind of gets put in charge of figuring out why all, like, the monsters are appearing outside of the place they're supposed to. And basically says, well, I'm going to use Osamu for this, so just leave him alone. And, then they go off to do that. But one of the guys, suspects that Osamu has, like, found a neighbor, so you're going to investigate. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I thought it was, again, pretty good. Maybe not as good as the first few episodes, but I still really enjoyed it for the most part. So...
I was kind of wondering, what, not necessarily about the episode, I was just wondering what you thought of Kitora. What did you like her, dislike her?
I kind of liked her to dislike, I don't know how to say it. She kind of came off as a villain, but I still liked her, so.
Okay.
So I thought she came off as a pretty good villain type of, not a villain, you know,
she's more like harsh, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was decent. Like that one really, that like just that part where it just fades for everyone, just like for the most simple of questions,
yeah,
and such, and And another, this is a more minor nitpick, but I found it kind of funny. So they bring Inosamu and they're deciding what to do, whether to punish him. Then before they've decided that, they decide, all right, let's talk about this top secret information in front of the guy that we might be willing to kick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, there's that it was decent. Not like that padding stuff was a bit of a down, but other than that, it was interesting. Although I also had another random thought that I've noticed. So one of the characters there, you see, like, you know, he's got, and you see this a bunch in anime, you know, he's got a cigarette. He's got like the cigarette constantly in his mouth. Now, mm-hmm. I admit I don't really hang around that much when people are smoking, but does anyone actually do that? Just have it holding in their mouth like that? Everyone I've seen who's like cigarettes, they like putting their mouth just briefly to smoke it and then just holding in their hand the rest of the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just something you see a bunch in anime, and I'm just like, does anyone ever actually do that?
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe because it looks a little cooler than someone actually holding a cigarette, which has honestly never looked cool, but maybe that's because there's been so we've been so ingrained to not like them anymore. I think it's more common in Japan. Smoking is more common in Japan, which is why you see more characters, you know, do that in anime.
Mm.
Actually, come to think of it, and oh golly, I know I'm going on this tangent, but I'm having trouble remembering, like, the last time I actually saw on, like, an American show someone actually smoke.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, in animation, just period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if they're not allowed to or something like that.
Even as a bad thing, it's, like, almost never done. It's just a little interesting to notice that. I mean, the last show I remembered having that was Mad Men, but that was a period piece, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. So, now that we've spent more time discussing smoking than we've spent discussing anime,
mm-hmm.
although to be fair, it seems sometimes when watching Toonami that there's more stuff about why you shouldn't smoke than actual anime content.
Yeah.
I guess that's all of them. Pretty quick one, I guess, considering we only had four shows to go through. So, I guess we can just do our sort of I would suggest top three, but there's four of them, so any top three inherently becomes a top four.
Right. Yeah. We won't be doing our top 10 this week because we've only got four shows, but I'm pretty sure ours are the same. We probably would go, I'm just going to guess that you would also go with what I've got, which is ICO 21 first, World Trigger second, Yomusi Pedal third, and Haikyuu fourth.
Yeah, that's it, basically. You guessed it right.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what we've got. This time, I don't really have anything else to say unless you want to talk about healthy living. I've actually read some stuff. There's like random things that actually do generally increase your like lifespan. Like if you have a pet cat or dog, you're likely to be more healthy than if you don't.
Wow.
For example. Yeah, I've kind of recently been reading a bunch of this stuff. Like, you know, well, first there's I guess I would call it the triumvirate of eat healthy, exercise, and don't smoke. But then there's like smaller things. Like I mentioned that thing about like the pets. Apparently, I guess this kind of goes with the exercise, but apparently it's unhealthy to like be sitting down for a really long period, like every half hour. You're like, preferably you're supposed to, you know, get up and just walk a little. Mm-hmm. And things, I don't know, just some things are kind of interesting about that sort of stuff, but that's all the stuff I can remember anyway. So get a cat or a dog. That will make you healthier, unless you're allergic, in which case it probably won't make you healthier. All right. Well, I've kind of monopolized all our tangents. Do you have any random tangents?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that those two shows I was watching, I'm now just about two-thirds of the way through. So hopefully by next week, I'll be able to give reviews on both of them. Those are Harakana Receive and Hanabato.
Okay. Do you have like a sort of like a brief impression so far you'd want to share? Like not anything in depth, just like I liked it, I didn't like it, or anything like that. Something simple.
Yeah, I definitely like Harakana Receive, the beach volleyball show. As for Hanabato, the badminton show, I feel like it's trying to introduce too many characters too fast, and I can't keep up with all of them. And I'm getting really confused. So, I mean, I'm only like 8 episodes in, and we're talking like at least a dozen characters. So I'm just like having a hard time keeping up.
Okay. Well, next week we'll be back with our regular Toonami shows. And, Megalobox, I think, comes the week after this week.
Does it?
I think so. I thought it was like December 3rd or something. I feel like that was a date. Well, we'll figure it out. It'll be that the same date regardless of whatever we decide. So we'll see you next time, where hopefully we'll have more Toonami and not as many tangents.